may be considered too disturbing or mature for some audiences, listener discretion is strongly advised. For those sticking around, you've been warned.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. The lights flicker on and off as a putrid smell emanates from the attic crawl space. It's probably an unfortunate squirrel that chewed through the wires, but better safe than sorry. You grab your flashlight and move closer to the crawl space panel, and suddenly begins to slide open, and a foul, rotten hand emerges, beckoning you to enter! And now, steadfast subscribers, it's time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror as you face the unknowable crawling chaos that is Frightmare Theater.
Good evening, you little beastly boys and ghastly ghouls. Welcome to another heart-stopping episode of Frightmare Theatre. I am your venomously vile host, Dr. Necropolis. Thank you, Agnes. This evening, my darling derelicts, we have a spine-tingling tale that is positively trickling with terrifying tension and tremendous torment. But first, it is time now on Frightmare Theatre for our ever-popular long-running segment, Letters from Beyond! Tonight's Letter from Beyond comes to us all the way from Bora Bora, Washington, from little Susie Dearborn. Susie writes, "Dear Dr. Necropolis and crew, Frightmare Theatre's continued popularity is undeniable." Oh, well, a very astute little beastie indeed.
Maybe she's confused, Doc. Are we sure she doesn't think she's writing into, I don't know, 60 minutes or something?
Is that still even on?
Zip it, you two. She clearly states Frightmare Theatre, and what's more, she goes on to state, what's equally undeniable is the reason for this swell in popularity of the program. That being the obvious star and resident host of the show, Dr. Necropolis. Oh!
You're making this up! There's no way it really says that!
And I'm reading it right from the very page, with my own trusty oozing eyes, Al. True and unsolicited words from just one of the multitude of listeners out there across the astral plane attesting to my excellence. I'd like to say I didn't see it coming, but that would be a lie. Obviously, this Susie is a connoisseur of fine programming. She goes on to write, "It is because of his extreme popularity I simply had to write in and say something. And good on you, little Susie. It's important to reach out for those stars out there, that they may decide to shine a little of their magical light upon you, if only for a short time."
Ugh, we're going to be reliving this moment for years, aren't we?
You'd better believe it, sister. I'm going to rub this in like your Undertaker's makeup job.
Why, you rotten son of a...
I'm almost afraid to ask, Doc, but what else does she say?
Little Susie writes, "And what I need to say is it... stop this madman before he gets out of hand? What? Oh, sweet Susie! How could you betray me so?"
Now we're speaking some truth.
Listen to this. "My name is Susan Dearborn, and I represent the group Maud, Mothers Against Undead Deadbeats. This Dr. Necropolis, with his freewheeling, luxurious un-lifestyle, is setting a bad example for all of the children who tune in to Frightmare Theatre and encourages them to grow up into a lazy, narcissistic, necrotic bum just like him.
I'm dying here. I got tears in my eyes.
We demand his immediate removal from the program. Well, you know what, little Susie? You're certainly welcome to try. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The only way I'm dropping this mic is when they pry it from my cold, dead hands. You hear me, sweet Susie? So you just put on your Sunday best and you march your happy ass down here to the crypt and you just try to take it, you little bitch.
Please do not be alarmed, gentle listeners. We are either experiencing some slight technical difficulties or the great beast has loosed his chains and is rampaging across the globe, spreading mayhem and utter devastation in its wake. In either case, there's not a whole lot that we can really do. Just sit back and think calming, relaxing thoughts like, what was it humans find relaxing again? Clouds, I think. Or, perhaps fluffy, nice, soft, living animals. Yes, that's a good one. Think of clubbing or poaching baby seal.
No, I won't. I'm not going to do it, Al.
What, Doc? You gotta say it! I got the echo queued up and everything!
Fine, but let it be known I'm doing this under protest. That was Letters from Beyond! And that is the last time we're doing this stupid segment, and I mean it, dammit. Call me a lazy bum. I'll show you how lazy I can be, Susan Dearborn, and your precious Maud.
Sticks and stones can break your bones, Doc.
But words still hurt me, Agnes. They sting right to the bone. And many of my bones are already exposed, so there's much easier access. I'm a sensitive artist, Agnes. Yes, well, good on you, Agnes, keeping us on track. And now, my true and loyal listeners, on with our ominous episode for the evening. Tonight's tale of terror is also concerned with words that sting, words that are carried along by the rising air, breathed into being by some unknown and perhaps malevolent source. Can you hear them? Softly whispering by on the breeze, faintly screaming through the branches of the trees outside. Maybe it's best not to listen, Perhaps you'd feel more comfortable telling yourself a little lie, yes. After all, perhaps there are no voices at all. Perhaps it's just the wind.
It's really howling out there, don't you think? Drew?
Aw, oh, shit. Drew!
Shit!
What? What's up?
The wind. It doesn't sound off to you?
Nope.
Will you turn that off?
It's just the wind, Jess. We live in the Midwest. It's as natural to us as collecting grease in mason jars.
You don't think it could be a tornado, do you?
No. Our phones would be buzzing and the sirens aren't even going off. I think we're okay. You want me to go outside and look?
No!
Okay.
What?
Nothing. It's just that you're getting a little jumpy because a storm is coming in. You just need to try and relax a little bit.
I'm not jumpy. I don't get jumpy. Ah! Oh!
Right.
Oh, what was that?
It's just the door, babe. It's fine.
It sounds like someone's trying to get in.
What? No, it's just the wind, babe. The door has a little give to it is all. Here, let me show you.
Don't open the door!
I won't, I promise. Just watch. See, it's just that the door doesn't sit in the frame right. It's pretty typical for a shoddy apartment complex. You just need some more time getting used to the new place.
I guess.
I just can't believe that a story your grandmother told you as a child still has you scared of thunderstorms.
You really want to be this asshole right now? Fine.
How does it go again? Beware the wicked winds from the west, my little pretty.
Oh, I can't hear you all the way from Assholopolis.
What are you doing?
Making tea. Want some?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then get off your ass.
Touché. Hey, but really, what was it your grandma used to say? Come on, it's been a while since you've told it.
Just old folktale nonsense. A stupid wife's tale from the old country. It's nothing.
Nothing, she says. Nonsense, even. But she can't step outside in the rain.
I really don't want to do this right now.
Come on. It'll feel good to get it all out again. Come on.
Oh my god, fine. She'd always say, "Don't listen when the wind howls, old little Jess, or else the witches will come and get you." Happy?
I forgot. By witches, she means...
I knew you'd do this.
Do what?
You're making it sound stupid, and I'm stupid for being scared by it.
No, babe. I'm sorry. I've really forgotten the actual story. Please keep going. Please?
She'd tell me that witches use the wind to communicate to other witches, sharing their secrets with one another.
And them witches don't take too kindly to ear hustlers, right?
They do not. If they find out that someone has been listening in, they snatch them up and spirit them away, little Jess, never to be seen again.
To where?
Just away. Grandma never said where.
Convenient.
Sorry, my grandmother's folk legend isn't as fleshed out as you'd like.
Well, she's definitely no Tolkien, that's for sure. I'm always left wanting something a bit more than just away. I mean, come on.
Maybe no one knows because the people telling the story aren't foolish enough to find out, or they're the survivors. When I started asking questions, she told me another story about how her mother also told the story to her and her sister Vanya when they were young. Grandma was the oldest and thought that the story was something grown-ups used to scare children into behaving. Vanya believed it, though. And my grandmother would go around pretending to hear the voices of witches coming to take her sister away. Until one night, while both their parents were out, there was a terrible storm, and Vanya came screaming into her room. She said that she could hear the witches on the wind and that they were coming to take her away. But my grandmother didn't believe her. Thought it was a nightmare, or that sounds outside were scaring Vanya. But it was really them fooling Grandma into not believing. Don't fall for the witch's tricks, little Jess.
Jesus.
Grandma made Vanya go back to her room, and she went to sleep again. Later, she heard the window break in Vanya's room and ran towards it, calling her name. When she made it inside, her sister was gone. She called out the open window, but got no answer. She was gone, and with her the storm. It rolled away, leaving only my grandmother behind.
But then what happened?
Her parents reported Vanya as missing, and she was never found. Later, her mother came into her room, sat on her bed, and said, "Now, you know." Did it just get colder in here?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I guess it did. Ah, is that a breeze? Feels nice. Hey, did you open the window?
What? No.
Well, it's open. See? There's nothing to worry about with the storm. The window was open this whole time, and you didn't even notice.
Close it, quick!
It'll be okay, I swear. It's just a nice, cool breeze.
Would you just close it? They can't know we're listening!
Wait, what? Who?
The witches!
What?
Would you just close the window?
Hey. Let's just calm down and go through this real quick. Let's say that witches actually exist, and they're gabbing right outside. Now, wouldn't they already want to take us away? Hell, we could hear the wind blowing even if the window was closed.
It's not about hearing the wind. It's about listening.
Jess!
The difference? You're hearing me right now, but you're not listening.
Jess! Babe, it's just...
Shut it! Close the window!
Okay. There. Better? Jess, hey, what's wrong? The window is closed now. It's okay. We're okay.
I heard them.
What?
I heard them in the wind. The witches. They're here.
Jess.
It's them!
Shh, Jess. Just calm down. The neighbors can hear us.
No.
Great.
No.
Now we're those new neighbors.
No.
Yeah, I'm coming. Sorry about the trouble.
No, it's them. Don't fall for their tricks.
Jess, it's okay. It's just the wind, right? Let's go get that tea.
Go away!
Hello? Thomas, are you all right?
It's okay. I'm not going to open the door. Hi, who are you?
Don't!
Oh, I'm just Anne. I live in your building. Is everything all right in there? Some of us are getting worried.
Hi, Anne. I'm really sorry about the noise. We just have a hard time during thunderstorms, but I think we're about to quiet down now. We just need a little bit of time to ourselves and order to settle down.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And I'm sure sorry about your trouble with the storms. I, too, have a little trouble with them. I could give you something that should help.
No! They're lying!
I don't know. We're not the take the candy from strangers type, but we appreciate the offer.
Oh, I understand, honey. Don't you worry none. But maybe you could still open the door.
No.
I'm sorry. Anne, was it? We can't open the door. That's just something we can't do right now. But if we all go back to our couches and chairs, then everything will go back to normal.
Oh, well, I understand that. But as I said, there was a lot of noise. And some of us out here are getting worried. I think it would make everyone feel more comfortable if you would just open the door and come outside for a second.
They're getting angry. Don't open the door.
Everyone? Who all is out there with you right now? Our peek hole has gotten smudged from the storm. Anne? Hey, cut this shit out! Anne, stop!
Go away! Leave me alone!
I said cut it out!
I won't tell anyone what I heard!
Jess, come here.
I won't!
Get in the bedroom and close the door. I'm gonna take care of this.
No, it's a trick! Don't go!
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just gonna make sure that they go away. That's all. Just stay here until I come back. I love you. It's all going to be okay in just a second. Stay here.
But it's them! They're after me! Can't you hear them laughing?
I don't really know what's going on right now, but I'll take care of it. Just wait here.
Tell me you can hear them!
It's just the fucking wind!
I'm falling apart.
I'm sorry. But you need to just wait here for a little bit. I'll be right back.
They're so cruel.
I'm going to make it okay. Yeah, you better run, you old hag. Okay, I get it. We're all assholes, so let's just go back to our lives of silently hating each other. Sound good? Good. Huh? Did someone lose a cat? Hold on, little guy. No one deserves to be out there on a night like this. Come on, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Jess? What happened? I'm coming. Just stay still. Just...
No,
who's in there? Jess, where are you? Babe? Who broke the window? Where are they? Jess? Jess! I don't understand. Where did he go? I don't understand. Where did you go? But it was just the wind. It's just the wind. It was just the wind. It was just the wind.
Oh, poor dear Drew. I dare say, dearest beasties, he fell into the same trap many of us often do, biting into the bitter pickle of loss that could have been easily avoided if he'd only truly listened.
Like you should be listening to the feedback of our fans.
It is an obvious aberrant opinion, Agnes, and I will not hear another word about that accursed Susan Dearborn.
Maud has a valid voice too, Doc. Even if you don't like it, it's there in the wind as well. You can't deny them.
I can and I will, Agnes. The audacity of it all. How dare they call me lazy? A deadbeat? Ha! I'm the hardest working zombie here.
You're the only working zombie here, though.
Enough! Loyal listeners, it is sadly now time for us to bid you all adieu. To all of my true and loyal fans, my necropolites out there, I wish you happy horrors and a fiendish farewell. And to all those mods out there who stand against me, us.
You can go suck it in, you mothers!
Well, a bit abrasive there, Al, but I do love the spirit. Agnes, you could take a note or two from our lycanthropic station manager here. Anywho, beasties, from all of us here at Frightmare Theater, we'll see you again next time. Good night, sleep fright, and make sure those windows are shut tight.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where your nightmares play on repeat 24/7. Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled Just the Wind, was written by Drew Dively and directed by Nathan Shelton, and featured the voice talents of Andrew McMurtry, Caleb Norman, Drew Dively, and Nathan Shelton. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston, and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater can be unearthed at FrightmareTheaterPodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you succumb to the infernal stylings of horror radio theater with us again next week for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.